Hi, I'm glad you called. Years ago, I was on my roof doing some repair. Now, let me hasten to say, heights and I just don't go together. And I had the idea that I might fall. I didn't think I would like that. Anyway, believe it or not, at that time when I was on the roof, I was reminded of this guy. I think it was just sort of a young boy who was on the roof of a house, and his foot slipped, and he fell down the roof. Now, before I continue his story, let me tell you that my story goes like this. I did have the roof accident. I thought the chimney was on fire, and so at nighttime, I climbed on the roof. However, the problem was the ladder was not tall enough, and I had to really stretch myself to throw my leg over the top and of the roof. And while I was doing that, throwing my leg over the edge of the roof, guess what? Well, the ladder slipped, and I was left suspended. Now, I'll come back to this little story. This little boy was sliding. He caught a rope, fell over the edge, and he held on with all his strength. Now, knowing that he could not hold on long, a man, seeing the situation, ran over, standing under the boy, extended his arms, and he shouted, "Let go of the rope. I'll catch you." The reply was, "I can't, I can't." Again, "Let go of the rope, and I will catch you. You will not be harmed." Well, the boy finally let loose his grip, dropped safely, you know it, into the arms of the man. Now, back to my story. In a similar situation, I yelled for my wife, "Nancy, Nancy, help." Now, it did take some time because she was inside watching TV, and any thumping noise I would make with the hammer in one hand, she would take for my doing what I had gone on the roof to do. But she came and saved me. So, what I'm calling this is our falling roof experiences, which you may be going through right now. And when I do, I have to constantly remind myself and you that always underneath are the everlasting arms. I'm told that in Psalm 89:13, referring to God. "You have a mighty arm, strong is your hand, and high is your right hand." So to that end, I want to pray for you. Lord, bless the one who holds this receiver. I pray that they would let loose of that which they're holding on to. Difficulties, problems, just release these things, as bad as it may be. And may they be encouraged to, as they turn loose, to fall into your everlasting arms. And I pray they would hold less and less on their situation in their mind and more on you, because you are their only hope. Amen. I'm glad you called and following the signal. If you'd like to talk to me, you can, and as long as you want to. But again, thank you for calling. God bless you. Goodbye.